Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Ezekiel 25-27, a dirge for the nations. Four short, sharp oracles open this section, against Ammon, Moab, Edom, and Philistia, and each one names essentially the same charge. These nations rejoiced, in one way or another, over Judah's calamity. Ammon jeered at the desecration of the sanctuary. Moab dismissed Judah as nothing special, like all the other nations, 25:8. Edom, descended from Esau, took vengeance on her own brother's line. Philistia acted in revenge with malice in their hearts, 25:15. None of these nations is charged with directly causing Judah's fall. Babylon did that. But each is judged for how they responded to it, with satisfaction rather than sorrow. There is something instructive in the range of these nations' relationships to Israel. Ammon and Moab descended from Lot, Abraham's own nephew. Edom descended from Esau, Jacob's twin brother. These were not distant strangers. In some cases, they were closer to Israel by blood than nations Israel counted as allies, and yet kinship did not restrain their contempt when Israel fell. It is a sober reminder that shared history or shared family does not automatically produce shared loyalty in hard seasons. Sometimes it produces the opposite, an old rivalry finally given its opening. Chapters 26 and 27 then turn to Tyre, the great maritime trading city, and linger there at greater length than any of the other four combined. Tyre's specific offense was commercial gloating. Tyre has said concerning Jerusalem, "Aha, the gate to the nations is broken, and its doors have swung open to me. Now that she lies in ruins, I will prosper too." Jerusalem's destruction, in Tyre's eyes, was simply an opportunity. One competitor's collapse clearing the field for another's advantage. Chapter 27 then delivers an extended funeral lament over Tyre's coming fall, cataloging in almost loving detail the trade goods, sailors, and merchants that made the city famous, precisely so that the depth of the coming loss can be felt in full. A city built entirely on trade and self-sufficiency, the chapter insists, offers no lasting security once God determines to bring it down. The lesson that runs beneath all of these oracles is one this whole book keeps returning to from different angles. Sin is not measured chiefly by how ugly or cruel it appears to human eyes, but by how directly it stands against what God values. Gloating over someone else's downfall may look, in ordinary human terms, like a fairly minor moral failing compared to violence or theft. Scripture treats it with far greater seriousness because it reveals something about where our hearts actually stand. With mercy or against it, with the sufferer or against them. Discussion questions 1. Ammon, Moab, Edom, and Philistia are judged specifically for gloating over Judah's suffering, not for a separate, unrelated crime. Why might indifference or satisfaction at someone else's pain be treated so seriously by God? 2. Kinship, Ammon, Moab, Edom, did not prevent contempt when Israel fell. Where have you seen close relationships fail to produce loyalty in hard seasons? And where have you seen the opposite, unexpected loyalty from someone with no obligation to give it? 3. Tyre's downfall is described at length specifically to make its loss felt. What does this suggest about the danger of building a life or an identity entirely around commercial or material success? 4. Is there someone whose recent hardship you have privately viewed with satisfaction rather than sorrow? What would it look like to repent of that, even quietly? Thank you for spending this time in Ezekiel 25-27. Until next time, keep treasuring the Word.